There's a class that became very famous in Harvard, where the professor would start with ethical dilemmas. As a result, he would have whole conversations with the class, and he would play one off of the other. One of the more famous of the ethical dilemmas that we find really plays itself out in two different ways. One of the ways is the famous idea of two guys in a desert, and they only have enough water for one of them. So what is the guy who has the water supposed to do? His options are either he splits the water with his friend, and by doing so assures that both of them will die, or he drinks it on the assumption that by drinking the water, he will then eventually make it alive to the next city, to the next place where he can get water, and then save at least himself. So what's he supposed to do? What do you guys say? Does he drink it? Give it to his friend? How many people think that he should drink the water? Jerks. How many people think that he should split it? That's a machloket in the Gemara. Fantastic. So the Gemara has a machloket about what you're supposed to do in that case. It's brought up again in the case where a person holds a gun to your head and says, kill that person or you're going to be killed. And that's slightly different because there, maybe there's something that's more active that you're doing. But the Gemara's conclusion about it says the following. Yeah, it's Gemara in Bava Metzia and it's Gemara in Pesachim. One of them is trying to prove the idea of Pikuach Nefesh. And Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, V'chai echichai mecha, that it says that your life comes before the other person's life. That's the case of the desert. And the Gemara Bava Metzia, when it's talking about you kill somebody or I'll kill you, so Gemara uses the following phrase. It says, my chazik didama didach sumak tfei, dilma dama dahu gavra sumak tfei. What we colloquially say, whose blood is redder? How do we know whose blood is redder? How do we know who's more important and we don't? And therefore, you can't kill somebody else saying, oh, well, my blood is more important than that person's. In that Gemara, in Pesachim, Rashi says something which, to me, is one of my favorite Rashis. He says the following, he goes into the discussion about this whole thing, but he changes it a little tiny bit. Right, the Gemara says, whose blood is redder than the other? And this is the way Rashi says it. It says, Mi omar, shenafshecha chaviva lifnei hamakom yoter mishel zeh. Dilma shel zeh chaviva tfei alav. Listen again, it says, who says, Mi omar, shenafshecha chaviva lifnei hamakom yoter mishel zeh? Who knows? Whose neshama, right? Whose nefesh is more chaviv before Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's an unbelievable statement. I sometimes think about it and I say to myself, sometimes we do know. You know, like, if you had me and, I don't know, and some, you know, Gadol Adoran, the Rav. So, I would say, like, kill me. The Rav's gotta live. Like, his blood is clearly redder than mine. Right? He deserves to live. And yet, that's not what the Halach is. It doesn't say, oh, well, if, you know, there's a great tzaddik, then whatever it is. Why? Because we have no clue whose nefesh is more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no clue whose nefesh, a person who's the farthest from being a tzaddik, and yet we still don't know whose nefesh is really chaviv before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sheni of this week's parsha, we have something similar where Rashi says on the pasuk, which says, V'nefesh ki takriv. We're talking about the Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha is like the poor man's Korban. It's just some flour, there's different versions of it, but essentially it's a flour offering, right? It's a poor man's offering. And what does Rashi say? V'nefesh ki takriv, lo nemar nefesh b'chol korbanot nedava. There is no time that it says nefesh by any of the korbanot nedava, ela b'mincha. Midar kol itnadev mincha. Who's the kind of person who brings a flour offering? The ani. Ani amar kadosh baruch hu, ma'aleh ani alav ki'ilu hikriv nafsho. It's the ani who brings it, the poor person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it as if that person's nefesh is being brought on the altar, on the Mizbeach. That he's literally, he has so little. All he has is that tiny mincha. That's what he has to give. That's the nefesh that he gives. Hashem looks at it as if he gave his own nefesh. And that's really the case for all of us. That's all we have to give. It's all we have is our nefesh. All we have is ourselves. And who knows whose nefesh is more chaviv? Who knows what role is bigger than the other? Who knows what action that we do is worth more than the other? We don't have such a barometer. The Torah doesn't tell us, do this thing, that's worth more. Do this thing, that's worth less. We have no clue. Every action that you do could be that action that makes your nefesh more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would say even more than that. We only have our nefesh, but that nefesh is the only nefesh. We'll talk about this a little bit later today when we have the bone marrow drive. But your nefesh is your nefesh. That is all we have. You're the only person in the world who has whatever it is that you have to contribute to this world. And you have something to contribute. And you have to figure out what that is. You know, there's a lot of times we talk about leadership in Eretz Tzvi. And we talk about how, you know, you go to any campus where there's Eretz Tzvi guys. I was just on a, you know, doing part meetings and said, oh, look at this guy. He's the president of the Hillel and Hopkins, and, you know, etc. You know what? There's also other kind of leaders. I talk about often this one guy. He's a quiet leader. I still remember. He used to sit right around where you are, Sam. And every day, like, you knew he was there. It wasn't like, you know, every single day without fail, he would be sitting there. He was a quiet guy. But he led by example. He went to campus and he decided there weren't enough shirim in the campus that he was in. He was in Maryland. And so he got his Rebbe from Silver Spring to come and give a shir once a week. And in the beginning, there were 3, 4, 5 guys. By the time he finished, when he graduated, there were 10, 15 guys. And I think the rabbi came another year or two even after he had graduated. Every single week, because of this guy, quiet leader, not the guy in the middle, not the guy who's going to become the president. But because of him, every single week, and if you take the amount of hours over the course of the 4+ years that this took place, hundreds and hundreds of hours of learning happened because of this quiet leader. Each of us has some kind of thing to contribute to the world. Each of us has some kind of thing to contribute to our part in the Jewish world and the Jewish story. Each of us has our nefesh. And who knows whose nefesh is more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you better make sure that you find out what that is your nefesh, your contribution, and make sure that you don't miss out. Boker Tov.